U.S.-led forces continued to advance in Iraq today. Leaders in Baghdad said Saddam Hussein remains in control of the army and the country. The battle for Baghdad, when it comes, could prove to be very difficult. Well-trained Republican Guard troops are positioning themselves to defend the city, and the wide-scale surrenders that American planners hoped for have not occurred. In this segment, we'll have reports on the civilians in southern Iraq and Jordanian reaction to the war. But first, an overview of the day's developments from NPR's Mike Schuster in Kuwait.
The lead elements of the American drive toward Baghdad are getting closer and closer to the Iraqi capital. The main force of the Army's 3rd Infantry Division has swept northwest through the desert past Nasiriya and Najaf. They have reached Karbala, about 60 miles southwest of Baghdad, still in the desert to the west of the Euphrates River. They are there with a large force of tanks, artillery, and rocket launchers. They have also moved 30 to 40 Apache attack helicopters to a secret base in the desert, believed to be within striking distance of Baghdad. At the same time, other smaller lead units of Army and Marines took a different route. They crossed the Euphrates River over the weekend after some difficult fighting and headed north. Today they were reported to be nearing the city of Al-Qut, which is southeast of Baghdad. The two columns of U.S. forces could be preparing to assault Baghdad, defended by the Iraqi Republican Guard from at least two directions. Today, General Tommy Franks, discussing the war from his headquarters in Doha, Qatar, described broadly the movement of some American troops.
As you know, our forces have been moving rapidly. We've intentionally bypassed enemy formations to include paramilitary and the Fedayeen. And so you can expect that our cleanup operations are going to be ongoing.
As a result of these movements, supply lines have lengthened and have become vulnerable to attack in many places from irregular Iraqi forces, often dressed in civilian clothes, traveling in modified civilian trucks and using light arms and rocket-propelled grenades. These types of attacks have taken place in nearly all areas where British and American forces are present. British Army spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Chris Vernon said these fighters belong to various military and security formations loyal to Saddam Hussein, such as the Saddam Fedayeen.
Our estimate is that these are Ba'ath Party fundamentalists, zealots, in some numbers, and it's causing us just to readjust our tactics slightly, well within our capability, from just war fighting out in the desert against the Iraqi regular army. We're going to have to be slightly more clever and maneuverist in our approach to take on this irregular threat.
There are believed to be about 1,000 of these irregulars inside the southern city of Basra, and today British and American troops resorted to the use of artillery barrages into the city to attack them. Now there are fears a humanitarian crisis is growing among Basra's 1 million people. Today, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan said the International Committee of the Red Cross had warned him of an impending crisis.
They have no water and they have no electricity, and I think a city that size cannot afford to go without electricity or water for long. And so I think urgent measures should be taken to restore electricity and water to that population.
British and American commanders say a ship filled with food, medicine, and other supplies is ready to unload to help Basra and other areas in need. But the port of Umm Qasr also remains unsafe. The British say Umm Qasr is now militarily secure, and they are looking to bring in humanitarian supplies within 3 days. The situation in Basra, though, may not be resolved as quickly. To make Basra safe for relief efforts, British and American forces might be drawn into serious urban fighting there, a type of combat they said from the beginning they had no intention of engaging in. Again, Colonel Chris Vernon.
We're not going to get drawn in there before we absolutely have to. But critical to the whole process, really, is to instill in the people of Basra, who are hugely oppressed, a degree of confidence in ourselves that we will come in and help them, if they would just have greater confidence to really assert themselves against the ruling regime there.
One other factor entered the picture today, the weather. Strong winds and dust storms have again swept through Iraq and held up the movement of troops and equipment toward Baghdad. Bad weather is expected to continue for another day or two. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Kuwait.